Roy Lee Lindsay is the executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council. We continue our conversation with him today about summertime promotion and some of the challenges facing our pork industry here as we hit the summer season of 2013.
As we think about, the fact that this time to be promoting more pork, obviously, and try to get folks domestically to use it, we have a big amount of pork. The numbers we've seen most recently in coal storage supplies are up rather significantly. That's because we're not selling quite as much overseas.
Yeah, there's a number of factors that contribute there. The dollar's getting a little stronger, and that makes it harder for people to buy product from overseas. But the biggest change has been folks in China, folks in Russia, folks in other parts of the world who've decided they want to protect their domestic industries, and so they've erected trade barriers. It's really what it boils down to. They're not food safety issues. There's nothing wrong with our product, and they know that they can't compete with what we can do in terms of efficiency, in terms of price, in terms of quality. So they put up these artificial barriers that keep us from being able to move as much product. And we're seeing that in what we're able to export this year. Exports are down significantly after years and years of record sales and record exports. We're now running into some challenges there in moving product, and we'll have to get those resolved. You know, we exported 23-24% of all the pork we produced in the United States last year, and we're way off that mark today. So we've become dependent on the export markets, and that's both good and bad. Mm-hmm. It's good for sales. It supports dollars. It adds dollars to our pocket when we're moving that product. But when something happens and those folks aren't buying or something closes a market, then that creates more product here and it depresses prices a little bit. So we have to find new ways to move product here domestically.
You know, for both the pork and for the beef guys, we've got the rectopamine issue that's there. You know, any strategies out there? And, you know, how do you get our government maybe talking more forcefully to some of these other countries about the safety of this particular technology?
It's not about safety. It has nothing to do with the safety of the product. Codex, which is the World Trade Organization regulatory body that deals with animal health issues, if you will, has deemed that ractopamine at certain levels, there's no issues, no problems, no nothing. And yet you still see countries putting a 100% ban on product with ractopamine. Taiwan is a great example. They'll accept beef with ractopamine, but they won't accept pork with ractopamine. So that's a great example of how this is not about a food safety issue. It's not about a quality issue. It's purely 100% about an artificial trade barrier, and they've just seized on ractopamine as a way to keep product from coming into their country.
Okay. Going forward. As we look into the summer, and we've had, obviously 2012 was not a bad year overall for the industry. Mid-year 2013, what's your take on profitability, viability of our business these days?
How much corn are we going to have? If you can tell me how much corn we're going to have, I can give you a better idea where we're going to be profitability wise. All of the projections from USDA and all the experts say we're going to have the largest corn crop ever. We're going to plant more acres than ever. All of the things, the same things they told us 12 months ago in the Corn Belt. And then we got in a drought and we had a greatly reduced crop. And we saw corn prices in that $7, $8 range for a big portion of the year. Now you're seeing prices come down quite a bit. And all of this, the decline in prices today is based on the projections of how big next year's crop's going to be. We're way behind on planting corn. I mean, they're not close to average for how much corn's been planted because today they're too wet to put in corn in most of the Corn Belt. So we're still betting on that this is going to be a good corn harvest. We're going to have ample supplies of corn and soybeans. And if that happens, then we're going to see corn prices in that $5 to $6 range. Pork producers are going to be able to recover a little bit of some of the losses they've had over the last couple of years in dealing with extremely high feed prices. But we're still betting on the come, if you will. We're still betting on corn prices getting where they're supposed to be and corn supplies being back up there where they are. And so I'm just I hate to be pessimistic, but I prefer to think it maybe is more pragmatic. Until that corn's in the bin and we know we've got it, I'm not counting on there being a big bumper corn crop this fall. But if you look at all the markets, if you look at everyone's projections, USDA in particular, oh, we're going to have more corn than we know what to do with and all is going to be great. I'd like to make sure this corn's going to get up, that we're not going to get it all washed out, or we're not going to run back into, you know, it can rain all at once in May and June, but if it doesn't rain in July and August in the Corn Belt, we'll have the same issues we did a year ago with drought. So everything tells us it should be a good year, but I think we're really dependent on the weather. We're waiting on Mother Nature to tell us what the real outcome's going to be.
So that corn with a $4 or $4 in front of it would be mighty important.
Oh, if we got corn back into the $5 range, we would be way ahead in terms of where we are today. You know, feed prices is by far the single largest component of what it costs us to raise hogs. And so if you can reduce, and corn's the single largest component of that feed. So if you can reduce the price of corn and you can reduce the price of soybeans and soybean meal, that will help our producers tremendously as we go through it. The other component in that's going to be, what does price of gasoline do? You know, we've seen it here in Oklahoma, this huge spike in gasoline prices over the last 30 days. If gas prices stay real high, price of oil stays high, then there's greater demand to mix ethanol into fuel. That takes corn out of the supply chain for us. So it's not as easy as, first of all, it's as easy as we got to have water and we got to get corn up and we got to get it harvested and have it. But then there are all these other little factors that play into what's the demand and what's the price going to be. But yeah, we could get corn back in that $5, $5.25 range. Then with what our exports are, what our prospects are, we can have a very profitable year for hog producers.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, Roy Lee Lindsay. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.